You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to start out this Thursday edition of Talk of the Town talking about healthcare, and it's a very important issue. There's a lot of folks out there that maybe are not sure exactly what all is available to them. And it has been kind of a jumbled up thing. Well, hopefully we're going to make some sense of this. We've got Jamie Williams with us from Spectrum Healthcare. And Jamie, welcome to Talk of the Town.
Thanks so much for having us.
So let's start out, first of all, with, what Spectrum is all about. Because one thing, if I could say anything about Spectrum with as little as I know about it, it looks like you folks do just about everything.
Well, I suppose we certainly try to do a lot of things. That's for sure. We are essentially a whole health agency, which means that we have worked really hard to develop an integrated health services system that addresses the mind, the body, and all of you.
Now, for folks that are finding out one way or another that, their doctor no longer is in practice or their insurance company has limited their access to whatever they knew in the past, how is Spectrum situated to be able to handle people that are kind of free agents and looking for a place where they might be able to get not just healthcare for whatever's ailing them at the moment, but something that's maybe a little bit more sustaining?
Yeah, so that is kind of, what we've been addressing for the last several years by integrating to allow folks to come in for episodes of care, whether it's their behavioral health or their physical health, and address things that come up in life, whether it's, today or next month. And the holidays are a perfect example of that. Coming up, people tend to have increases in depression and anxiety around this time of year for various reasons. And we offer services. Access to care is really kind of our motto. We want people to be able to access care when they need it. And we are supporting folks that need to establish care with new primary care providers, might need just, an episode of care around behavioral health needs, depression, anxiety, even for a short period of time. I think a lot of folks think that they have to come to Spectrum and then they're like permanently a Spectrum healthcare client, but it's really about what your needs are and us working to prioritize those needs and then formulate a plan around what your individual needs are. So we are always taking new patients. We are slated to be able to take most major insurances, including access and Medicare. And we are working diligently to try to get folks in with a quickness. I know even for myself and my family, there was a time when I would call and say, we need to establish care. And they're like, okay, well, we can get you in 2 months. we're really trying to reduce that timeline significantly by getting folks in even the same day when we can, or within a couple of days.
So let's start with the first step, I guess you could say, and let's say that someone out there is looking to have a primary care physician, looking to establish what we traditionally think of as a family practice.
Sure.
That's something that that you folks are able to accommodate for both individuals and families, correct?
That is correct. And it's just a phone call. It's a phone call to our main number. We have one main phone number that allows you to make appointments at all of our sites, which, nowadays includes Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Sedona, and Prescott. We have one location in Prescott, and we'll be expanding and opening a second location in Prescott. And, it's literally a phone call, letting folks know what you need to be seen for and making a plan to make that happen.
Now, you also have within the Spectrum Healthcare umbrella a pediatrics practice. How does that work?
Well, we have family family nurse practitioners and folks that are trained to be able to work across the lifespan. We currently do not have a licensed pediatrician,
right,
but we are constantly working to incorporate those folks into our practice. And so, you know, as I think just, you know, a lot of entities have challenges with getting folks to want to live here in the Verde Valley or in Prescott. And so we're constantly recruiting, but our family nurse practitioners and our family care practice folks can see people across the lifespan, 0 to 99 or older.
Now, on your website, it also makes reference to immunology. And I think that's something that people really don't understand. All they know is they don't feel well. And, you know, it would be important, I think, to include undiagnosed allergic symptoms as the possible root cause for someone not feeling up to par.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that we do have a specifically an allergen clinic, but we do education and a variety of different things based on that individual or family's need. And that's part of that discussion, you know, well, let's investigate this further. Let's do some allergen testing. Let's do education with families around immunizations and the importance around those things. We do support that, despite, you know, a lot of controversy in the world these days about that. And so it's really about educating and providing as much information to folks so that they can make an informed decision about what's best for themselves and their families.
Well, I know another issue that people have with regard to their medical treatment is laboratory services. And basically in our area, it's probably an oversimplification, but there's basically two labs that kind of have the whole world divided between LabCorp and Sonora Quest. But now you guys are able to speed up the lab testing and hopefully the results timeline by doing your own lab work.
Yes, we do. We can do on-site lab work. Sometimes, depending on the testing that needs to occur, we do need to send it off and have it evaluated. But we can do it right there. If your doctor prescribes or recommends, writes an order for lab testing, a lot of the times we can do those draws. Most of the time we can do those draws right there.
Yeah, that's a big help, because I know that the a lot of the waiting that goes on with regard to lab tests is really amazing. Now, we're going to talk about your behavioral health section in our second half, but
okay.
I do want to talk about pain management, because that is something that is very, very hot in the medical world these days, and there's all kinds of different ways that practices try to tackle pain management, and they use things like stem cell injections and CBD oils, and I mean, there's just a whole host of things that are outside the realm of what we would call traditional medicine. But chronic pain, nonetheless, is a huge issue. And what is Spectrum Healthcare's approach to dealing with pain management?
So we are using ancillary services, which means that we've contracted with some non-traditional alternative medicine folks in the community to provide a variety of different things, such as acupuncture, medical massage, yoga, chiropractic. Those are things that we are trying to encourage folks to look into using as part of their plan to reduce the chronic pain situation. It's also partially in response to the opioid crisis that the entire nation is facing, and really looking at using pain medications as a last resort. And it seems to be going really well. We're getting a lot of really positive feedback. Now, we don't do injections and a variety of other things. There are some other pain management entities that will do that level of pain management for folks. But we're really looking at building plans that are utilizing alternative approaches, and as well as incorporating things like talk therapy. Sometimes we find that chronic pain can be associated with depression, anxiety. A lot of the times we can find that. And so we're incorporating, again, that whole health integrated piece into folks' plans so that they have a holistic approach to addressing their pain.
Now, prior to establishing the locations here in Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Sedona, and Prescott, what was the impetus behind the establishment of Spectrum Healthcare? Because I know that one of the things that Spectrum has done to help establish a beachhead here in Yavapai County is buying the practices of existing or retiring doctors and using that patient resource as kind of a building block for and a foot in the door, so to speak, to the medical community. And I wonder if that's something that is unique to this area, or does this follow a pattern that Spectrum has employed for a number of years?
Well, I would say that, you know, integration has been one of those processes that we've been learning as we go. There was a time when integration was unheard of, you know, blending primary care practice with behavioral health practice. Everything has always been separated down to the siloing of, you know, how money and certain services are funded by the state. And so initially when we started integration, we contracted with a primary care provider to provide those services to our folks. The main reason we started investigating integration was because we serve about 15% of our behavioral health population are dealing with serious mental illness, and they were dying 25 years prior to the average individual, and they were dying from things that were preventable, you know, things that could have been addressed, but they just didn't have the right supports to be able to do that. So that was what triggered our desire to integrate. Over the years, that was when we were still Verde Valley Guidance Center. And then over the years, we rebranded as Spectrum Healthcare because, again, we're addressing the entire spectrum of the body, including the mind. And we started becoming structurally integrated as well, which means that we were no longer contracting, per se, with individuals to provide these different levels of care, different types of care, but we were hiring then our own practitioners, our own, you know, just like we hire therapists for our behavioral health side, we are one big family. So our primary care physicians are all Spectrum employees. And so as far as whether or not that's unique, I think what's unique is the fact that we're integrated. And we're doing a pretty darn good job of doing that. And our desire to expand is really a desire to spread the whole health model. It's not necessarily to take over the world or even Yavapai County, but just to spread the importance of whole health in general and what it means to be integrated and look at someone as a whole individual and understand that, hey, you know, your depression may be, you know, it may be creating other situations, other physical situations, and then vice versa. You know, maybe you get a diagnosis of diabetes, for example, and it's new and scary and, you know, it wasn't predicted. And now you're dealing with depression because you're not sure how to manage that in your life. And, you know, some people can take that on as a death sentence, essentially. So it's really about spreading that whole health model and giving people the opportunity for essentially kind of a one-stop shop, you know, where you kind of go, well, I'm dealing with this right now, and thank goodness my doctor can talk with my therapist because they both know what's going on and they can design a plan for me, with me, that really is unique and can address me as an individual.
Well, it's certainly good timing on your part to have this model being executed here in Yavapai County. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Jamie Williams from Spectrum Healthcare, and they have a mobile crisis response team. And so I'd like to know more about that. So stay tuned. We've got more Talk of the Town. We're going to be talking with Tom McMillan from the Road to Memphis, the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance. They have a big concert coming up in Flagstaff on Saturday. So lots more coming your way here live on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're talking with Jamie Williams from Spectrum Healthcare, locations in Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Sedona, and Prescott. And Jamie, the mobile crisis response team, this was something that I was just blown away when I saw it. Hopefully, it's not the kind of thing where you have one of these like every day. Whose idea was it, or how did it come about to develop a mobile crisis response team, and what? How often do you deploy?
Well, to answer that question, it is every day and
really?
Several times a day,
really?
If you can believe it.
Wow!
But the response rate and our ability to actually diffuse most crises is about 65 to 70% of those calls. We are able to get those folks to access to resources and supports and diffuse, you know, the behavioral health emergencies that they're experiencing. The other percentage results in a variety of different things, whether we're doing inpatient psychiatric treatment for short periods of time, we're doing referring to detox, and we don't do that inpatient piece, by the way. We refer out for that, but detox or substance use related situations, we're getting those folks connected right away, and it really is exciting, and it's been an incredible journey. You know, crisis has always been something that our folks have responded to, primarily in the Verde Valley Medical Center Emergency Department. We would typically get a call, come down and do a psych assessment, and then make some decisions based on that. But we started noticing that, you know, not only does that cost us a lot of money, taxpayers' money, and insurances, we started realizing that not everybody that was showing up in the emergency department really needed to be there. You know, it wasn't a medical emergency. It was a behavioral health emergency. And so we were also noticing that folks, if they didn't end up in the hospital, they were ending up in jail, and which was really the only intervention that our law enforcement were able to access, you know, at the time. And so we, our April Rhodes, our CEO, it was really her brainchild to try and get this thing pieced together. So she started those conversations with local first responders, our internal team that was, you know, already doing those crisis responses at the ED. And it just kind of grew from there. And we just started saying, look, we need to meet these people where they are. We need to make sure that our law enforcement and our first responders are aware of the resources that are available to these folks and get them directed in the right, towards the right resources. So it is every day. It's multiple times a day. We have a robust crisis team here in the Verde Valley. We have gone live as of this summer over in Prescott as well. And we are responding to multiple crises over on that side of the mountain as well. So it's really been an incredible intervention that we can provide to folks and families in general, and we're really proud of it.
Well, and rightfully so. I'm, you know, the more I have read about this, the more impressed I am that you're not only, Spectrum is not only able to care for someone in a more traditional setting with, you know, primary care and so forth, but you are also set up on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to deal with what sometimes may be an unknown crisis. So, I mean, it really requires a lot of preparation, I would think, from top to bottom in your organization.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I have worked crisis myself for several years and helped develop the program. And it's just really good work. And it's important work. And it's, you know, and, you know, for folks that are listening, you know, from a money standpoint, we have saved the county over, you know, several millions of dollars in providing that resource, because, you know, it was just money that was going to places that was not appropriate. You know, we don't need to be housing these folks in jail when someone's feeling suicidal. Jail is not the appropriate place. So it's been a labor of love, and we've got really passionate folks that just want to do right by our community members and our community partners. And it's really special.
Well, those of you folks listening to us that are interested in one or more of the subjects that we've talked about with Spectrum Healthcare, they have a website, spectrumhealthcare-group.com, that you can go to and basically look at the full array of services that are being provided by the folks at Spectrum Healthcare. And Jamie Williams, really appreciate you coming on with us and giving us the scoop on everything that Spectrum Healthcare is doing, and looking forward to your continued expansion and best wishes for what I'm sure will be a very busy holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're excited to be there for folks. And just give us a call. If there are questions that folks have that may not have been answered today, a phone call is a real easy way to get those questions answered. And we're happy to be a part of the community.
If you want to whip that phone number out real quick, we'll take it.
Yeah, 928-634-2236.
All right. Thank you very much, Jamie Williams, Spectrum Healthcare. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a break for the news, and then Tom McMillan will join us here live as we talk about the Road to Memphis, the International Blues Competition. We've got winners right here in Yavapai County in northern Arizona that are heading to Memphis, and a couple of them are going to be playing at the Coconino Center for the Arts on Saturday. Tom McMillan, a member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, will be joining us live in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. It's all happening here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We're back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you. the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's is all about the health of your animals and a great shopping experience. But we're also about community. That's why we're successful. We don't see a divide between a successful community and success for Olson's. That's why we believe in Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters and their mission to inspire and ignite the potential in Yavapai County's children. Think of these effective words: leadership, professional, model, success, potential, relationship, knowledge, coach, defend, and last but not least, invest. You can invest in a child's potential and support Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters by being a part of Up, Up, and Away, a grand gala, dinner, and live auction on Saturday, November 16th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Prescott Resort. The evening features a silent auction, gourmet dinner, live auction, and dancing to the music of Five in the Wheel. Become a part of the success of this great event. Call Cheryl to purchase tickets at 778-5135 or purchase online at azbigs.org. Good enough just isn't.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Fown with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. With just 2 weeks to go before Thanksgiving, St. Mary's Food Bank in Phoenix is in need of turkey donations.
We've had a very slow start to the Thanksgiving donation season, be it turkeys or food. We're still about 9,000 turkeys shy of the 12,000 that we expect to distribute leading up to Thanksgiving.
Spokesperson Jerry Brown says St. Mary's is about 2,000 turkeys behind where they normally are at this point before Thanksgiving. Despite current economic conditions, St. Mary's is seeing an increasing demand for services.
We have increased this year to more than 90 million pounds distributed. It's the highest ever distributed. So while the economy is improving for a lot of people in a certain segment of the population, it has not trickled down to the folks that use St. Mary's.
If you'd like to help, there are several ways to do it.
We have our great Super Saturday Turkey Drive on the 23rd. You can drop off your turkeys at any of 30 locations around the valley, Albertsons, Safeway stores, and food bank locations. Or you can make a donation straight to the food bank.
Mostly cloudy tonight, cooling after bedtime to near 42. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, then partly sunny and mild tomorrow with light breezes. Daily highs into and through your sunny weekend around 68. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, more of the same. Cloudy overnight, lows around 46. Clearing Friday with mostly sunny. Daily highs through Sunday in the upper 70s before the big midweek cool down. Your KQ&A News and Weather This Hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, a Thursday roundtable, will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Napa know-how. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining us now live here on Talk of the Town, a member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, a guy that's been playing keyboards all over the Southwest, from Southern California and here in Arizona, played with a lot of Hall of Famers, and is currently sitting on the board of directors, as a matter of fact, of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame. And coming up this weekend, he will be there in person to help usher in the Road to Memphis at the Coconino Center for the Arts. He's Tom McMillan. Tom, thanks for joining us here on Talk of the Town.
Great, Sanford. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So, how did you first get started in, playing music and playing keyboards? Was it something that just kind of happened in school? And then as you got, as you developed your talent, when did the blues start seeping in?
Well, it's an interesting question. I started playing piano since I was a kid, because my sister was taking piano lessons, and I just started playing in bands when I was in elementary school, and always played keyboards. And it was around in my teens that I decided to move over to play Hammond B3 organ. And so I did that, and I actually made my way through college playing music. And it wasn't until probably the 90s that I started moving specifically over to playing blues music, because the Hammond B3 with Steve and Leslie's lent itself well to that genre of music. And I've been doing that ever since.
Now, what is it that's so special about the Hammond B3? And can you give us an idea of some of the other, major recording artists, organ players, that keyboard players that have specialized in that particular keyboard?
Sure. Well, it's really interesting. The story about the Hammond B3, Warren Hammond, who invented the Hammond organ, actually had a Hammond clock company back in the 1930s before they made the Hammond organ. And basically, the Hammond organ is made via a mechanical device where there's little tone wheels in the organ. He was trying to recreate the sound of a pipe organ, and he failed miserably. But what happened was is that sound got picked up in the 1950s and 60s. Jazz organ players like Jimmy Smith and Chuck McGriff started picking it up, and then rock and rollers said, hey, that's a real cool sound. And probably the best-known Hammond players that your listeners might be able to identify is the old Santana albums, Soul Sacrifice, Evil Ways, and then groups like the Allman Brothers. Greg Allman plays a Hammond B3. And even today, the Hammond B3 is pretty prominent on a lot of rock, funk, and jazz recordings. It's still prevalent. They stopped making the Hammond B3 in 1975, but these organs are made like a tank, and people still take the 200-pound organ on the road engage with it today.
So now in your journey to the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, you obviously did a lot of work with a lot of other recording artists. And it, basically, when did you come to Arizona, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, I came to Arizona in the early 1980s. I grew up in Southern California. When I was in California, I played in, you know, cover top 40 bands, punk bands, and so forth. In about 1982, 1983, I moved to Northern Arizona, and I started to collaborate with other players in the region and started to play with other Arizona Blues Hall of Fame players. I played with Tommy Duke's blues bands for about 10 years, played with Hank Tomlin, he's a guitar player, Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, and so forth. And just over the course of the years of playing, kind of grew into that genre of music. And it was actually the Hall of Fame players that actually schooled me on the nuances of playing blues keyboard. It wasn't until really I got to Arizona back in the 80s and 90s that I really started honing in on that particular genre of music. And it's a kind of an animal all of itself. I find it to be quite fascinating for its simplicity. The blues is all about expressing and emoting how you feel. And it's not necessarily how fast you can play a lick on the keys or guitar or whatever. It's the groove and it's the feel and it's the emotion of the music that has captured my passion for sure for over the last few years.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Tom McMillan, Arizona Blues Hall of Famer, and we're going to be talking about a big concert coming up this weekend at the Coconino Center for the Arts. So stay tuned. We've got all the details for you right here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live with Tom McMillan here on Talk of the Town on your Thursday. Coming up this Saturday, the Blues Road to Memphis. It's at 7 o'clock at the Coconino Center for the Arts. It's a co-production of the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance and the Flagstaff Arts Council. All proceeds will benefit both of those nonprofit organizations. So, Tom, how did this performance come together? I know you live in Flagstaff, and so obviously the time was right to put something together like this.
Well, the artists who are performing at this show is Joe Capicki, and also the Swamp Poet Duo, which is Chris Berry and Paul Epic. They won the local International Blues Challenge regional contest in both Phoenix and Northern Arizona, respectively. What that is the IBC, the International Blues Challenge, is a contest hosted and put on by the Blues Foundation in Memphis, Tennessee. And over 250 solo and duo and band artists compete every year in Memphis on Beale Street to have basically bragging rights of the best up-and-coming blues artists. And the only way to be invited to participate in this competition is to win your regional IBC challenge. And both Joe Capicki down in Phoenix and the Swamp Poets in Northern Arizona won their respective divisions this last fall. So they'll be going to Memphis, Tennessee in January of this year to represent Arizona in the individual competition in the IBCs. So I thought it was a good idea to let Northern Arizona get a glimpse of what their performances would be like without having to go to Memphis, Tennessee to see them. Joe Capicki has won his particular contest 2 years in a row down in Phoenix. So he will be going again to Memphis. And the Swamp Poets with Chris Berry and Paul Epic, which is a guitar harmonica duo, will be representing Northern Arizona. So that's how this kind of came about. It was in part trying to give them some financial support. So the money that is raised for the performance will help support them to get to Memphis, because it is somewhat expensive to get there and back and the rooms and so forth. And I know these guys are doing it out of the love of the passion of what they do, but it still costs money. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to, the Blues are going to be probably performing the same sets that they're going to be performing at in Memphis in a couple of months. And I, for one, am really looking forward to this show. It should be a lot of fun.
Well, let's take each one of these individually. First of all, the Swamp Poets duo, Chris Berry. Chris is the current president of the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, so obviously he's devoted quite a bit of his personal life to keeping the blues alive. And then Tall Paul is the harp player, and to me, he's one of the best harp players I've ever seen, and we're just lucky to have him around. And when these guys get together, they play kind of a, what, kind of a New Orleans kind of swampy deal?
Yeah, you know, that's what's real unique about this particular duel. They represent a feel that you can get if you go down to the quarter down in New Orleans. It's not a straight traditional Charlie Muscle type of blues. It's got this kind of normal swing to it, if you will. And you know, both Chris and Paul, they are components of their larger band, the Electric Swamp Poets, which is a five-piece blues band. But so they're stripping down to kind of an unplugged, kind of an acoustic kind of set. And it's got this kind of real kind of groove, kind of swampy feel to it. If you haven't seen it, it is something to see. It's exciting, and you're right. Paul, I've seen a lot of harmonica players in my time, and he's got it going on. He's the real deal.
And then also appearing with the Swamp Poets duo is Joe Kopicki, as you mentioned, otherwise known as Innocent Joe. We saw him recently at the Sedona Red Rocks Blues Festival 2, and he put on a great show with nothing more than an acoustic guitar. And so I think, again, between his guitar playing and what a wonderful voice that he has, I can see where he would represent our area well in the International Blues Challenge.
Yeah, you know, Joe is originally from back east. I think he's from Pennsylvania. And he's kind of a newcomer to Arizona in the last 4 or 5 years. He just put out his second CD, Me and My Innocent Self, is the title of the CD. And all of the songs were written with the thought of going to Memphis, Tennessee to perform his songs. He is quite the talent. He's got a great voice. And while I cannot be at the liberty to let your audience know, I can tell you that there's going to be some special guests sitting in with Joe to help him out. It's going to be quite the evening.
Well, the Blues Road to Memphis takes place on Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Coconino Center for the Arts. I presume you could go online today and still get the $15 ticket price, but if you do happen to wait until the day of the event to go get tickets at the door, it's $18, so it's not a big difference. But the important thing is that all proceeds from the Saturday night concert at the Coconino Center for the Arts will benefit the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance, NASBA, and they're the ones that put on the blues jams over at the Windsock Lounge here in Prescott, and also the Flagstaff Arts Council. So nice job, Tom, in putting these nonprofits together. And we will, of course, be there in attendance and look forward to seeing you on Saturday night at the Coconino Center for the Arts for the Blues Road to Memphis. It sounds like a really great evening of music.
Hey, thanks so much, Sanford, for having me on, and I hope to see everybody out. It'll be a great show.
All right, Tom McMillan, member of the Arizona Blues Hall of Fame, joining us live here on Talk of the Town, talking about the Blues Road to Memphis, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Coconino Center for the Arts. It's a theater in the half round, so it's a very intimate setting, and a couple of great performers, the Swamp Poets duo, who you've heard here around town from time to time, Chris Berry and Tall Paul, and Joe Kopicki from Phoenix will be representing our state when they go to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee, come January. Here's a chance for you to see them in concert, sneak peek, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the Coconino Center for the Arts. So very exciting. And then also a big thank you to Jamie Williams and the folks at Spectrum Healthcare for joining us and getting us up to date on what all is going on with that new group that is putting together a huge, very wide spectrum of healthcare options. And again, If you want to know more about it, you can go to spectrumhealthcare-group.com and you can hear all about what's going on with Spectrum. And of course, you always have the option of joining the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance by going to NAZBA.com. They are ready, willing, and able to help you help them keep the Blues alive. Coconino Center for the Arts, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. It's going to be great. And coming up here, we have about an hour's worth of Mark Levin, the great one. And then Arizona Coyotes hockey. The Coyotes are hot. They just beat the two last Stanley Cup champs, the Blues and the Penguins, on back-to-back days on the road. That hasn't happened in a long time. So stay tuned for Coyotes hockey at 6 o'clock. Mark Levin coming your way at 5 right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. And then we'll be back tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports and get you up to date on everything going on in the wild and wacky world of sports. The Cardinals, the Northern Arizona Suns, Tariq Owens from the NAZ Suns will be joining us live at 5 tomorrow. So, for everybody here at KQ&A, I'm Sanford Cohen. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.